Phonics Booster Books number 56, Rumpelstiltskin. There was once an old couple who had a clever daughter. The proud parents bragged about her to everyone they met. One day, the king's coach came clattering down the road. It stopped right by their door. The coachman jumped out. "Bring the king's horses oats and water," he ordered. "Tell me something," said the king as he looked out of the coach. "Who is that young woman sitting by the window?" "That is our daughter," the old woman said. "Isn't she pretty?" "She can read and write German, French, and Dutch," boasted the old man. "How nice," the king sighed. He looked bored. The old man wanted the king to think that his daughter was special. He spoke up again. "She is so clever. She can spin straw into gold." Now the king looked interested. There was nothing he liked more than gold. "That is something I must see," he said. "Bring your daughter to the castle tomorrow afternoon." Before the couple could answer, the coach was on its way. "Why did you go and say that?" groaned the old woman. "What a wild idea. No one can spin straw into gold."
"Well, it's too late to take it back," her husband said sadly.
The next day, the old couple brought their daughter to see the king. The king led her to a room filled with straw. He sat her down at the spinning wheel. "I will come back at sunrise," said the king. If you have not spun this straw into gold, you will die." Then he locked the door and walked away. The young woman tried to spin, but she did not know how to turn straw into gold. Hours went by. The clock in the tower chimed. It was midnight. She began to cry. "What will happen in the morning?" she moaned. Suddenly, an odd-looking little man in a green velvet cloak appeared. "Don't cry," he said kindly. "I know what you've been asked to do. You may not know how to spin straw into gold, but I can. What will you give me if I spin for you?" "Here," the young woman answered. "Take my beads." The little man took the beads and got to work. Before long, every bit of straw had been spun into gold. Then the little man tipped his hat and slipped out the room. At sunrise, the king came back. "My dear," he said, "I am delighted." The young woman got up. "May I go home now?" she asked softly. "Not yet," the king answered. He showed her a larger workroom. "You must spin again," he said. "In the morning, I expect to see this room filled with gold. Do not disappoint me," he warned. And then he left, locking the door behind him. The young woman sat and waited. She had just one hope. "Will that strange little man come back?" she wondered. At midnight, the little man danced into the room. This time, the young woman gave her her ring. He took it and set to work. In the morning, the king had his gold. "What a beautiful sight," he said. "I knew you could do it, my dear. Right now, my servants are filling the great hall with straw. You will spin again tonight. And this time, if you can turn all the straw into gold, I will make you my wife. Of course," he added, "if you fail, you will know what will happen." That night, the young woman sat surrounded by mountains of straw. "Will the little man come?" she wondered. "And even if he does, will he be able to spin this much straw in just one night?" At midnight, the odd little man returned. I know, he said. "You want me to spin. What will you give me this time?"
"I have nothing left to give," she answered. "But the king said he will make me his queen. I can pay you then."
"Very well," said the little man. "After you become queen, you must give me your first child. Do you promise?" For a long time, the woman said nothing. She thought, "If I have a child, it will be a long time from now. The little man may forget about me by then. Besides, I have no choice." At last she spoke, "Yes, I promise."
At sunrise, the king swung open the door. "Oh, my dear," he gasped.
We will be married today."
A year after her marriage, the new queen had a child. She was so busy and so happy that she forgot all about the strange little man. But he had not forgotten her promise. One day, he came to the palace. "I'm here for the child," he said eagerly.
"Please," begged the queen, "there must be something I can do to keep my child."
The baby in her arms began to cry. The little man's heart softened a little bit. "I will give you 3 days to guess my name," he said. "If you succeed, the child stays with you. But if you fail, you must give her to me." The queen gathered all of her servants. Together, they made a list of every name they could find. That night, the queen studied every name on the list. "I will start with the most popular name," she planned. When the little man returned the next day, the queen read from her list. "Are you called Michael, David, Dwight, or Don? Are you Fred, Kevin, Will, or John?" After each guest, the little man shook his head. He danced and grinned. At last he said, "No luck today, but you can try again tomorrow." Then he was gone. After he left, the queen told her servants, "Go and ask everyone for the strangest names they know, and ask if they ever met a strange little man dressed in a green velvet cloak. If so, ask him what his name." No one had met the man she had described, but many people suggested strange names. That night, she made a new list. The next day, she guessed, "Is your name Toady or Frogface? Are you Hogwump or Briefcase?" After each guess, the little man just shook his head. He danced and grinned. At last, he said, "No luck today, but you get one last try tomorrow." And then he was gone. That night, the queen could not sleep. She walked down to the lake. On the island in the middle of the lake, she saw the glow of a fire. "If there's a fire, there's someone else to ask about names," she said to herself. She got in a boat and rowed to the island. She made her way toward the flickering firelight. As she got closer, she heard someone singing. "I gave her 3 chances. I'm not the one to blame. She'll never guess that Rumpelstiltskin is my name." Quickly, silently, the queen rowed away. The next day, when the little man visited her, she smiled and said, "I think I can think of just one more name. Are you called Rumpelstiltskin?" "Who told you?" croaked the little man. He was so angry that he could barely speak. But before the queen could answer, he began to stamp his feet. He stamped so hard, the ground split open, and he fell through the earth, never to be seen again.